I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
You're listening to the Talking OTC Commodities podcast series, brought to you by the Global Commodities team at EEX Group. Hello and welcome to this episode of Talking OTC Commodities. My name is Richard Heath, Senior Manager in the Group Strategy Department of EEX. And for this podcast, I'm delighted to welcome David Briggs, the co-founder of KB Tech, a company that specialises in providing digital workflow solutions to the OTC commodity markets. Thanks for joining us, David.
No problem.
In today's episodes, we're going to explore how technology can simplify the trading and clearing process for OTC commodity derivatives, examine where digitizing the trade chain can add value, and discuss what the future might be for technology services in this area. David, let's start at the top, the actual trade capture. Mm-hmm. How can digitizing this part of the process add efficiency for traders and for brokers?
Well, historically, I think we've seen most trades are booked by phone communications from trading parties, maybe to a broker. The trades themselves are then written down on paper, passed to a back office team. And it's easy, I think, in that setup for delays to occur, for the trading parties to maybe lose sight of the status of their trade. It restricts the ability to keep track of the status of those trades once they maybe been submitted for clearing, etc. And digitization means right from the beginning of that flow, if you like, from the moment the trade has been agreed, if you capture that within a technical system, you're able to access and provide visibility to that trade's life cycle right from the beginning.
Okay. I mean, you captured it there. In this market, there's a established process of physically writing trade details on a ticket. I mean, capturing that, digitizing that, surely, you know, can we make that as easy as writing a ticket digitally?
I do think so. And that's something we've worked on over the years. The web is a great tool for easy access. A simple form that can be presented maybe to a broker who, having received the orders, the matched orders from clients, is able to easily enter the information. It's an opportunity also, I think, for validation. So the screen that the user is entering the data into can help them check that what they're entering is correct. That might be drop-down lists or linking information or warnings if maybe an amount is out of a particular range. So not only are you capturing the data quickly so that you can pass it on and ensure visibility and an audit trail, you're right at the beginning making sure it's easy to enter and that what you're entering is correct.
You're saying it's just as easy as it is to write it on a ticket, but there's advantages as well in terms of reducing errors, is that right?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of advantages, and maybe we can go through some of them through this conversation. But yeah, you can make it easy as entering on a mobile phone. We've got users who are able to book trades while sitting on the train. They might receive a call from a client. They can use their mobile phone to enter the details of that trade. And then that trade and its status is available to the trading client, and it can also then be novated through to clearing almost instantly.
Maybe it's an obvious question, but the flexibility of mobile, you still get all the same data validation. You know, you mentioned using drop-down lists to ensure you have the right information in the ticket, looking at price validations to sort of save fat finger errors. All of this happens on the mobile as well.
Yep, it's underneath. It can be the same system that's available through a desktop or a mobile, all with the same validation rules, indeed the same security credentials, so a user can access the same system from multiple devices wherever they are.
Have you actually seen error rates come down? Is it something that you have data on?
Well, I can certainly say that over the time, we've been able to enhance the system to respond to the sorts of errors that users make. So I think when we first started working with Trade Capture, we were making some assumptions about the sorts of errors that users may be making. But over time, you're able to enhance the way the system helps the user. And that can also go as far as, you know, typical surveillance techniques, market surveillance techniques, that is. So that might be price ranges, acceptable price ranges. And also, an interesting thing recently is we've started working with some machine learning algorithms provided by certain cloud services, which are automatically looking for anomalies. As you enter the data, it's able to automatically compare what's been entered to previous entries and alert the user within certain parameters as to whether the system feels an error has occurred. So it's not only us learning about the way the system can be improved. Artificial intelligence is getting involved now too.
You're saying that once you digitize that part of your business, you get these sort of dual benefits. You know, working directly with an organization like yourselves, you can fine tune the system to make it a little bit more bespoke, or as you say, you know, you learn the sorts of user errors that you make. But also you have this whole second layer, which is completely unseen, which is these machine learning algorithms, which could flag up mistakes that you're maybe not even aware of, or as you say, anomalies that you're not even aware of. So you have something looking in the background for these anomalies, for things that you might not even consider.
I think that's a really key point, actually, generally about Trade Capture. That is, once you get the information into the system, you can start to do stuff with it, and that changes over time. So initially, there may be some quick gains, such as visibility and an audit trail. That visibility, I think, is a big thing. That extends not only to the trading venue, but to the market participants, maybe to the clearing banks, and even the regulator. But also, there is that opportunity to then do more with the data, and whether that's leveraging things like machine learning and artificial intelligence, analytics, reporting, there's a whole load of stuff that you can do that without that digital trade capture taking place in the first place simply isn't available to you.
It seems pretty clear how this can benefit the brokers, how it makes their lives easier and is, you know, every bit as quick and easy as writing a ticket. How does it look to the other side, to the traders? What sort of visibility do they have when the broker that they're interacting with is using these systems?
I think, like I mentioned at the beginning, with the historic habit, I guess, of trades being booked by paper, being passed to a back office, there's been a lack of visibility for the trading participants themselves. With a digital trade capture facility, the trading party can see their trade instantly. They can access maybe the same system that the broker is registering the trade on, and see trades related to their organisation, see the status those trades are in, whether maybe they're being held up due to a surveillance issue, maybe that they've been passed to clearing and they're pending. It could be checks on the counterparty, or it might simply be confirmation that everything has gone through and perhaps a message and perhaps a confirmation passed through to their back office system. So there's a lot of advantages to the trading party right from the moment that trade gets entered into the system.
It seems to be all about visibility. I mean, what you were saying is that in the process of writing down a paper ticket, passing it to the back office, that being booked in, you know, at some stage at the exchange, there are market surveillance controls or there are risk controls. The trade is then cleared. Really, without having this digital process in that chain, all of that information is unavailable, both to the trader and to the broker. And in many cases, I guess, when we're talking about the actual booking of the trade, to the exchange as well.
Yeah, it makes the whole process a lot more efficient. I mean, I guess that, you know, the trading party can contact the broker or trading venue, repeatedly ask for status updates. But by digitizing the process, it means that you can make that information immediately available without having to make the phone call or respond to it from the other side. An example might be the generation of a recap. So rather than having to manually request that, or even say the trading venue produce and distribute those recaps, the trading party can actually go into the system and access that information directly themselves.
So what about when it comes to managing errors? You know, with all of the advancements that can be made, there are inevitably, you know, the occasional trades error. What value does it add to have your trade chain digitized when it comes to, first of all, discovering errors and secondly, resolving them?
I think the main advantage there is speed of resolution. With it being digitized, naturally the whole process can be hooked up automatically. So, for example, having entered the trade, we have checks that are run instantly, and that can be reported straight to the screen of whoever's entering that trade. So there's the ability at that point to react instantly. The broker or operator within the trading venue may still even be on the phone to a client as they're receiving input directly from the system. So there are certain things that can be resolved immediately. However, those problems might occur further on down the chain. But again, with every step in the process being recorded and made visible to the relevant party, those parties can respond accordingly, contacting the appropriate person or persons in order to resolve it as quickly as possible.
I think, you know, on this point, certainly we can maybe add something from the experience that we've had at EEX of working with KB Tech. Mm-hmm. I mean, we recently completed a project to bring our entire trade chain for global commodities into this digital workflow. And so we can give an example of a before and after, you know, where we had a trade error before we had this and also after. And as I say, you know, trade errors do inevitably happen. So when we had errors in the past and they were outside this digital workflow, there was parts of the chain which were not visible to our market surveillance and market operation teams. We had one relatively recently, which I remember, and the information that our market operations team had was the origination of the trade right through to clearing and all the steps in between. And they could very quickly tie in the discussion that they were having with the broker, the discussion that they were having with the member, and the discussion that they were having with the clearinghouse to the information that was being presented to them from the system. And the time it took to establish where the error was reduced to minutes, as opposed to before where, you know, they couldn't see what was being booked in. You know, you had to rely on what the different parties were telling you. And of course, if the trade happened a minute before, that's fine. If the trade happened an hour before, you know, brokers will have booked other trades, traders will have transacted other trades, maybe the information is not fresh in their mind. So we've seen a real benefit on trade error resolution once we've had this whole chain digitized within our business.
Yeah, I think there's a few examples where being able to resolve the problems quickly can really help. One that has come up in similar situations to what you've referred to there is when the clearing facility closes. So for example, ECC clearing closes at 6 p.m. UK time each day. If the problem occurs only shortly before that closing, then all of the parties involved have very little time to resolve what's happened. Whereas if you've got a clear, visible audit trail, you've got reporting to the right operational teams, then you can resolve those problems within minutes, as you say, and get things sorted before the clearing session closes.
I think that's a really key point, actually. I mean, not talking specifically about EEX, but I'm aware of multiple times when trade errors go unresolved overnight, right? And of course, this must have an onward impact in the reconciliation process at the trader, particularly if you don't have the visibility through the trade chain of what's going on.
Yeah, and it goes back to the confidence that you talked about earlier, especially if there's, you know, other trading linked to the positions that are taken. For the trading company to have that confidence that the trade has taken place, it has gone through to clearing properly, it really does allow them to then proceed with the rest of their trading book.
David, I want to talk a little bit about risk, pre-trade risk. All exchanges have some form of risk controls. It's an increasingly important part of the trade chain in the ever-increasingly regulated environment that we're in. How does digitizing the trade chain give an opportunity to make this part of the process more efficient and easier for traders and for brokers?
Again, I think the main benefit is speed. So there are, as we said before, there's various parties involved in a trade. And rather than having to wait for, a paper trade to be booked in the back office, to be emailed, say, through to clearing, etc., by having a risk assessment at the point at which the trade is captured, you can instantly provide feedback to the participants and let them know that any relevant limits are okay, or if there's a problem. I guess the other part of it is the reason why that risk control is there in the first place, and that's to provide the ability for whoever it may be. It might be the trading venue, it might be the trading company, it might be a clearing bank, to put controls in place to ensure that trading participants don't exceed acceptable levels of exposure.
Certainly from our side, that real time element that you're talking about, the speed of having the information at hand, has been very valuable in the pre-trade risk system that KB Tech has provided for EEX. One of the other benefits that we've seen here is the visibility, and not necessarily the visibility from the exchange side, but actually the visibility that's shared between the different parties to the trade. The general clearing member sets the limit for their client. The client has the visibility of that limit. The broker, to a certain extent, also has visibility of that limit. So what we've seen is that helps to bring these risk controls a little bit further forwards in the trade chain. Rather than waiting for a trade to be booked and have it fail risk controls, actually it's possible for all the parties to the trade to have a view beforehand of whether a trade is likely to be accepted or not.
Yes, that's right. And a good example is with the broker having some visibility. So if the system is able to present, at least as we have in our system, a sort of traffic light system that shows the creditworthiness of potential counterparties to a trade, the broker can ensure that they satisfy their client's requirement with a creditworthy counterparty, rather than only finding out once a trade has been passed through to clearing that counterparty isn't in fact suitable.
In terms of the risk system, and also we're talking about all of the counterparties to a particular trade, so from the general clearing member's side, how do they interact with this risk system now it's in the digital space? Does it talk directly to their systems? Can it do that? Do they do it manually? What sort of choices do they have?
Yeah, there's a few alternatives. So we have a very extensive user interface that the clearing firm can use to manage the limits for their clients. And there's various types of limits. So it might be an initial margin comparison, and the system is constantly keeping tabs, if you like, on the on their clients' portfolios and positions, so it can assess whenever a new trade is being proposed into the system. It can make an assessment and compare that portfolio value to limits laid down by the clearing firm. In answer to your question, though, about the ways in which that the clearing firm can interact with the system, as I say, there's the user interface. There's also an API which provides them with the facility to link their own technical systems directly into the risk management layer.
So they could then manage that remotely is maybe not the wrong word, but they wouldn't have to directly interact with the risk system anymore. They could manage it from a central system of their own. Presumably they can configure alerts or something else to tell them about the activities of their clients in certain situations and you know, therefore could take action and update things as well.
Yes, that's absolutely right. So they can configure a series of email alerts for all sorts of different events that might occur within the risk management layer. And that might be from a rejection, it might be a change of limits, and it might also be simply to let them know that a trade has gone through. We also employ warning thresholds, which can be presented to the clearing firms and the brokers and the trading companies at a certain percentage of proximity to a limit. The system can provide alerts to let them know that they're getting near to the end. So the system is anticipating problems, hopefully before they actually occur.
And how does it work with multiple parties setting different risk limits? So if I was to give you an example, the general clearing member sets a limit on behalf of their client, which reflects the risk exposure they want to that client or the amount of collateral the client has with them or whatever criteria they're deciding. Mm-hmm. Can the client themselves set a limit? Could you have a situation where the client may want to set a limit separate to the one set for them by their clearing member? And if that was the case, how do those limits interact with each other?
The limits are accumulative. So as you've described there, you can have different parties with different interests and reasons for applying limits, all contributing their limit into the pot, so to speak. And so when a trade that includes that party at some level occurs and passes through the system, it will be assessed against all limits that have been placed. And it's only if all those limits are passed that the trade is then successfully passed on through the rest of the system and on to clearing. Any problems are reported back to the individual or the system that has passed the trade in.
And which limit is it that takes precedence? You know, let's say we've got various limits from various different parties. How does the system determine the correct one to apply?
Well, as I say, it's more accumulative, so it's looking across all of the limits that have been applied. So there isn't really a precedence. Any party, as I say, it might be the clearing firm, it might be the trading company, it might be the trading venue itself. If they've put a limit in there, they can rest assured that should their limit be contravened, that trade will not go through. Even if it does pass through the criteria laid down by another party, each individual can be confident that the trade will not go through.
We've talked a lot about the sort of intra-trade chain, the transition to clearing, the management through risk, and how we can resolve, first of all, identify and resolve trades errors. Let's look a little bit about the post-trade section. Where can we add value in post-trade from having this trade chain digitized?
We spoke earlier a little bit about visibility for the trading participants particularly. And post-trade, I think that the biggest advantage is being able to quickly hook up into back office and confirmation systems. So that might be simply a case of the trading party checking that what they believe they've traded is what has gone through to the venue. And by providing an API, and by that I mean an interface to which different systems can connect and receive data electronically, we can very quickly pass from the venue information straight through to the trading company's systems that can match up with exactly what they think they've traded almost instantly. That allows the trading party to respond if there's a problem, to make decisions about further trades that they be maybe looking to make off the back of that trade. But again, it really comes down to that mixture, I think, of visibility and timeliness that without the digitization workflow is really hard to achieve.
So we're talking here about an end-to-end process, right? You know, as you're saying, with the origination of the trades, the brokers booking it in, having that booked in digitally allows it to go the full loop through the exchange all the way to the trader's back office or risk system without having to be input manually. And the status of that trade is then updated live as it goes through its life cycle. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's worth pointing out that, you know, the vast majority of trades don't have a problem. And with this workflow, with so much automation, it just happens seamlessly, very, very quickly, right from the beginning of a decision to trade all the way through to having it confirmed and ensure that confidence that you can proceed with other trading activity. Don't forget, most trades just go through the system seamlessly. So right from the moment that you decide to trade and that trade is entered into the workflow, that will just work all the way through, update your back office system, give you the confidence that you can move on with your other trading activity.
So as an example of this, I mean, we've been working with one of the members of EEX lately to look at a pilot project in this space. And if I share the example, this particular trader, in a way very similar to the process at the broker, as the trade is transacted, makes a physical note of what they've traded.
Mm-hmm.
This is then replicated at the broker's area, booked into the exchange, you know, at some point later is cleared. At the end of the day, that trader takes their notes of what they've done and tries to reconcile this against the feed that they're getting through their clearing member from the exchange, and also has a process of manually booking all these trades into their back office system. So the links that we're talking about through this chain have the ability to drastically reduce or maybe completely remove this process, because that information would automatically hit the trader's back office system as it's booked in by the broker.
And it means you're reducing the opportunity to bring error into the process. The more manual intervention, the more steps and stages that are there that aren't automated, the greater your chance of errors and disparity sneaking into the process.
Absolutely. And of course, there's the time factor as well. I do a trade at 9 o'clock in the morning, I write it down, I reconcile it at 6 o'clock in the evening. You know, for some of our clients, they might have done 30, 40, 50 trades in the day, impossible to remember every one, particularly, you know, something that happened 6 or 7 hours earlier.
Mm. And I think also different types of users, that time element is more or less important. For example, you might have a market maker who's looking to arb into another market. They need to have that confidence as quickly as possible.
And how does the data in this situation add value as well? So we talked a little bit about at the trade capture level, how having the data in the digital environment can be beneficial. Do we see the same sort of benefit at the trader level as well later on in the trading process?
I think all the participants can make use of the analytics that can be performed on a growing data set. So that might be, as I say, any of them, that might be the trading venue itself, able to detect trends and patterns in the way different products or contracts are being traded. And that works at every level. So I think that the trading firms, the clearing firms, each participant can perform an analysis. And as long as the system makes that information available, and the crucial element of that is getting the information in the first place, means that you can access that sort of information.
We've gone over a lot of about how we can add value, increase efficiency, make the lives of traders and brokers and general clearing members in this space easier today. What do you see coming in the future in this segment?
I think one of the most significant things is probably going to be the analytics or the analytical side of things. Some of that will be purpose-built, as I say, extending maybe on traditional surveillance techniques and reporting techniques, use of third-party reporting tools. But as I mentioned earlier, the real growth is likely to be, I think, the application of artificial intelligence, machine learning, where there's that added value component. As technology improves and enables us to store more and more data and do stuff with that data, I think that's where we're really going to see a movement. Patterns, trends, observations that maybe we don't think to look for ourselves, but that the patterns can be detected, presented back to us, and help feed the whole trading life cycle.
So that's a really interesting area. Of course, what you're talking about is only possible if that data is available to the systems in the first place, right? So the power of these tools, which we're just starting to see now and that you expect to increase in the future, unless we have this trade chain digitized and captured in this way, much of that data is missing at certain stages.
Indeed, you could, for example, if it was just the analytics that you were after, you could enter all this information after the trading workflow has completed. But when you couple it with all of the other advantages, such as the visibility of the whole process that we've discussed, the opportunity for validation, you put all these things together and then it really starts, it becomes quite a compelling picture to put the trade information in right at the beginning, follow it all the way through, have the advantage of that audit trail, that confidence for all participants within the trading workflow as to what's happening and when, and the benefit of the analytics, the reporting, the trend analysis at the end, makes a lot of sense to do it all together.
David, thanks very much for joining me today. It's been great to talk to you.
My pleasure.
I hope that everyone listening has found this interesting and insightful. If you have specific questions on this topic, you want to learn more about how you can interact with EEX on any of the parts within the trade chain, please don't hesitate to contact me directly. My email address is richard.heath@eex.com. Thanks very much, and until next time, goodbye and thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to Talking OTC Commodities, brought to you by the Global Commodities team at EEX Group. If you'd like to get in touch with us or have questions relating to today's podcast, please feel free to email us at globalcommodities@eex.com. Further information can also be found on our website, www.eex.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.